This week, the world watches with bated breath as Russia engages with the US on peace negotiations with the Ukraine. Recent reports indicate that both nations are exploring avenues for a ceasefire, and on Friday, the 14th of March, the White House press secretary, Karoline Leavitt, was reported to have said, quote, "We've never been closer to peace," end quote. Students of Bible prophecy see these developments as aligning with ancient predictions concerning the roles of Russia, Ukraine, and Europe in the latter days. Welcome to another Bible in the News. The prophecy of Ezekiel 38 speaks of a formidable confederation led by Gog of the land of Magog, which will ascend against Israel in the latter days. Identifying these ancient names with modern nations is quite an extensive task, which is often covered in the Bible magazine and has been covered in previous Bible in the Newses. In short, the Magog of Ezekiel 38 and 39 is often associated with the Scythians, an ancient group that inhabited regions north and west of the Black Sea, encompassing parts of modern-day Ukraine. The Jewish historian Flavius Josephus identified the descendants of Magog as the Scythians, and it's Herodotus who situates them in the area of Eastern and Central Europe. This connection suggests that Ukraine and parts of Central Europe may correspond to the land of Magog mentioned in Ezekiel's prophecy. The term Gog is often linked to a leader from the uttermost parts of the north of Rus, the Rus. Many scholars and Bible students have identified this with Russia, known historically as the land of the Rus. The geographical orientation of Russia directly north of Israel aligns with Ezekiel's description. The Russians descended from the Kievan Rus, which occupied the area of Kiev. Ezekiel 38 verse 2 to 4 describes a coalition led by Gog, including nations such as Meshech, Tubal, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, coming against Israel. The political reconciliation and alignment then between Russia and Ukraine could be seen as a step towards the formation of this prophesied alliance. The ongoing peace talks, if successful, might pave the way for a closer relationship between these nations, aligning with the prophetic narrative of a northern confederation in the latter days. When you add to this the rise of sympathy in some parts of Europe for Russia, we can see a potential change on the horizon as indicated by the prophecies of Scripture. On the 10th of March, Al Jazeera reported that, quote, "Protests erupt as Romania bars pro-Russian presidential candidate," end quote. In the report, it was stated that, quote, "A ruling by Romania's Central Election Authority to disqualify pro-Russian candidate Calin Giogscu from running in May's presidential election rerun has prompted protests," end quote. AP News reported on the 8th of March that, quote, "Slovakian crowds continue protest against pro-Russian policies of populist premier Robert Fico," end quote. And then back in January on the 4th, the Sarajevo Times reported that, quote, "Croatian President Zoran Milanković said that Croatian soldiers will not participate in the war in Ukraine and that they will be an opponent to anyone who does not understand this. Quote, the war in Ukraine is not our war. Anyone who does not understand this will have an opponent in me," end quote. We see then growing sentiment in parts of Europe to cease to antagonise an aggressive Russia. Recent developments have seen Russia presenting demands for a ceasefire, including Ukraine's neutrality and cessation of NATO aspirations. US officials have also engaged in discussions exploring opportunities to end the conflict. We would expect from Bible prophecy that NATO is not something which can continue. The Tarshish alliance of Britain and the US are on a different course to that of the European-Russian alliance, for they are not with the invading force when it sweeps down upon the mountains of Israel, according to Ezekiel chapter 38. The Trump administration's cooling of its support for NATO is again a sign of the times. For Bible believers, all of these events suggest an alignment of the nations in the lead-up to the latter-day prophecies being fulfilled. The potential union of Russia and Ukraine under a common political or military agenda could be a significant step towards the fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision. As always, we watch these developments with a discerning eye, understanding that God's plan unfolds in His perfect timing. So keep watching with us, the Bible in the News, as we await the return of the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ.